Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
Okay, so let's talk to Brianna, who had a ghosting in the middle of a date. And I don't know how you do this during a lockdown, but Brianna, you managed to make it happen. I don't know how. So tell us about Mike, who you met on Hinge.
Yeah, so dating during the lockdown, yeah, it's been kind of rough. Yeah. But I matched with Mike on Hinge, and we texted for about a week. And we ended up having a date through FaceTime. Mm-hmm. And so on our first date, we're talking, getting to know each other. Everything just seems to be going wonderful. He's really funny. But we're about 40 minutes in, and he's like, oh my God, I forgot. I have to move my car from the street because the snowplows are coming, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be snowed in, blah, blah, blah. So this, and he said like this last week, you know, the snow's been so crazy. So anyways, he says he would call me back in 10 minutes while he puts his car in the driveway so he can move it out of the way.
Right.
And he never ended up calling me back. Like, that's weird, right? Like,
that's
we were
weird.
On a great date, and he just completely didn't text me or anything after even a half hour or so. And I ended up just messaging him. I was like, hey, are you all right? Like, you know, did he slip and fall in the ice?
Yeah.
Or, like, what's happening? And he never replied, and I haven't heard from him since. And I just really want to, you know, I thought we would have a second date, and I want to know if he's all right. And like, what happened?
You know, we've had a lot of snow. Maybe he's still moving it.
You're just going
to. Yeah. Maybe
is he buried out his there? Car is off. Anyone checking on him?
Yeah. Still moving the snow? I mean.
Yeah, no.
He'd probably get frostbite.
Is there a chance that perhaps Mike was a secret government agent, a sleeper cell, and at the exact moment he went to go move his car, he was activated by the government?
I don't.
And now he's busy saving the world. Have we ever thought about
possible,
that?
Not probable, I would say.
I don't think so.
Okay, and here's maybe a more probable scenario. What if he dropped his phone in the snow, or it got run over or something, like can't find it?
Sure, he's got a bowl of rice he can put it in.
Yeah.
I think my situation is more probable than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he does have his computer. You're right. Okay, all right. So what we're going to do is we're going to call him next. Brianna, you're going to be listening on the phone silently while we make the call. All right?
All right.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So Brianna had kind of a sad situation.
Yes.
A date who ghosted her mid-date, and you're asking yourself, how does this happen in a lockdown? Brianna, how did it happen?
Well, so, yeah, dating in the lockdown is such a mess, but we had our first date FaceTime, and it was going well, and we seemed to be really hitting it off, and in the middle of the date, about, you know, Mike just says, oh my God, I forgot. I have to move my car from the street because the snowplows are coming and I have to move my car. So he left in a hurry to go move his car, to move it into the driveway. And then he never called me back. I don't know what happened.
It's
okay.
Yeah,
you know,
that is weird.
What happened?
That's weird.
The one thing I do want to warn you on is that sometimes these answers are pretty harsh and mean because they don't know you're listening in. Are you sure you want to make this call?
I want to make sure he's okay, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm worried about him.
All right.
That's
okay.
The sweetest thing I ever heard.
Let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hi there. We're looking for Mike.
Yeah, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. How you doing?
Hey.
I'm good. What can I do for you guys?
Well, we're calling about a ghosting. Brianna is her name. You apparently had a FaceTime date with her, and then you mysteriously disappeared and went to dig your car out and never came back. And we were just wondering, A, if you're still stuck in the snowbank, and B, if you're okay, and what happened?
Did she put you guys up to this? I feel so bad for ditching her. Like, I just don't want you guys to think like I'm a bad guy here.
So why did you ditch her?
Are you a secret government agent?
No. You know, like you said, I kind of paused the date to go out and move my car. But then I was heading back in, I ran into my neighbor, Paul. I call him Tito. So Tito, he stops me, he says hi, and I was like, hey, I'm sorry, I can't really chat right now. I'm actually on a FaceTime date with this girl. And he was like, do you like her? And I was like, I mean, she's okay. And Tito's like, just okay. And I was like, I mean, yeah, you know, we're just kind of like starting off, you okay. know, things starting kind of slow. And Tito's like, oh, well, why don't you just ditch this girl and then I'll set you up with my friend Meredith. And in my head, I'm like elated because I know his friend Meredith. She's hot. She's awesome. And so next weekend, Meredith and I have a Zoom date.
So you didn't let her know, like call her back to say hey, or
you know, she was waiting on you? And
yeah, I'm just like not really that confrontational. I don't know how
you,
to,
that's like, not that. Come on. That's not called, like, you could just
you mean
say.
You're not really communicative.
Oh, that's the laziest thing I've ever
heard. Okay, all right. So what we were going to do, is offer to, like, if you were ordering in some food, we could pay that bill. And, like, you guys can maybe reconnect, you and Brianna. I'm assuming that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, it's really nice of you guys, but yeah, I'm just not interested in Brianna anymore.
Tito's got me, man. Yeah. Gotta go.
All right. Well, listen, Mike, we're gonna let you go. Wish you the best with everything, and thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Take care.
Man, I wish he was a secret government agent.
Oh, man. Brianna?
Yes?
How you doing?
Feeling pretty crummy. That sucks. But, you know, things have a way of working out, right?
Totally.
And, you know, maybe I should just be thanking Tito because I really don't need to be with somebody who is that inconsiderate, who doesn't have the decency to be like, hey, you know, I'm all right, you know, whatever, and stop things in the middle of a date and then, like, never gets back to you. So
could you imagine having a real issue and having to, converse with him, like, how that would go? Like, this is nothing.
Clearly, you're better off. Communicate. Yeah. So I'm definitely better off.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Also, could you imagine having a boyfriend whose best friend's name is Paul but goes by Tito?
That's a bit confusing.
Yeah.
Maybe because they drink that Tito's vodka together or something.
Know.
Maybe. Could be vodka buds. Anyway, listen. Brianna, you didn't deserve this.
No.
Yeah.
You're great, and people are going to be mad when they hear this. And you're right to be upset, but I don't really think this is a person worth being upset for. So as soon as you're over it, leave it in the past. Yeah. And he's someone else's problem, as I like to say.
Yeah.
Somebody
will
have to marry him.
Yeah, poor Meredith.
Yeah,
poor Meredith.
Yeah,
coming up.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Prayers up for Meredith.
Yuck.
Hey, Brianna, thanks so much for your call, and we wish you all the best going forward.
Thank you.